Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your opening bell for August 4th, 2025. So Mortgage News Daily, the rate sheets are down for the day. So I figured I'd bring you guys the actual live bond prices and show you what's going on in the markets right now. But the first thing I want to go over to is the jobs report. The jobs report from Friday. What in the world happened? First thing I want you guys to do is I have two major economists on CNBC. And they're debating back and forth about the jobs report. It gets really interesting. And you can tell what side of the fence each one of them are. So I want to show you that here in a second to show you how even highly educated people that are on Wall Street or in Wall Street still don't really know what happened on Friday's jobs report. So first off, folks, my name is Dan Friel. I do this report twice a day to inform you guys what in the world is going on with all this stuff, bond rates, the stock market and everything. The reason why I do this, folks, is I want you to understand where the markets are going and the whys behind it. So who I am, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're out there looking for a mortgage, you might be looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan and your rates with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I'll give you that at the end of this video. Let's get to these things. So let's get over to the where rates are today. Here's what we're looking at right now on the in regards to rates. I went to Yahoo Finance. Mortgage News Daily for some reason is down this morning. But here's where rates are. Remember about 2 weeks ago, rates were in the 6.7, 6.8 range, or coming down closer and closer to 6.5. That is my long-term goal. That was my Q3 and Q4 goal for this year. So I'm expecting us to get to 6.5 here soon. When's that going to happen? Well, it might happen sooner than later because what we had on Friday, we had a jobs report number. And I don't know if you watched my video, but it was like, I get it where people can't, you know, they're not precise on numbers. But to be 250,000 jobs off, that's pretty nuts. Okay, so I'm going to take it over to CNBC right now so you guys can see a big debate between two of the top analysts there, Rick Santelli and Steve Leisman. I want to show you guys, well, they'll give you the initial data that came out because we want to focus in on last week's jobs report because this week, let me show you the economic calendar for this week. We got Monday, nothing, factory orders. Well, that might, it came in at 4.8. Wow, this is supposed to come in at 4.9, no, negative 4.8. Last reading was positive 8.3, expected to go negative 4.9, came in at negative 4.8. Pretty darn close. Now, this is where you kind of should see things. Not a quarter million people off. Tuesday, we got nothing there as well. Wednesday, nothing there as well. And then Thursday, we start getting more jobs reports. So hopefully this might balance the markets once these data comes out. But let's get over this. You guys have to see this because this is where it gets really kind of argumentative. And the nice thing about this is these guys, they're not dumb guys. And they get to the bottom of it. But you're going to see each one, a point from each one of them. Let me let you see what's going on here. So let's get over to this report. The debate about the firing of the person that's in charge of these in job numbers. Let's get over to CNBC and see what they have to say about it. I'll stop talking at this point.
Could the debate about the firing of the BLS commissioner be taking the focus off what investors really need to think about jobs? Steve Leisman has a few ideas. Steve.
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, Wall Street economists were not concerned in their reports over the weekend that Friday's payroll numbers were altered for political reasons. Their real concern, the numbers are real and actually signal a slowdown. Goldman Sachs writing, quote, Friday's payroll report brings payroll growth closer in line with big data indicators of job gains and the broader growth data set, both of which have slowed significantly in recent months. Taken together, the economic data confirm our view that the U.S. economy is growing at a below potential pace. The real debate, not whether the BLS altered the data to show a slowdown, but how serious a slowdown the economy really faces. Former BLS Commissioner Erica Groshen, I talked to her at length over the weekend, said such large revisions can happen at inflection points in the economy and prompt these big data revisions. Quote, at inflection points, she said, you're more likely to get this kind of noise. Groshen said the jobs report is compiled by hundreds of people and is actually extremely automated in the final stages. The BLS commissioner has no say over what the numbers are, has no opportunity ever to alter the numbers. Groshen is part of a broad group of economists roundly criticizing the president's assertion that the numbers were, quote, rigged for political reasons. Friends of BLS issued a statement saying, quote, This rationale for firing Dr. McIntyre is without merit and undermines the credibility of federal economic statistics that are a cornerstone of intelligent economic decision making by businesses, families, and policymakers.
Let me come in at that point. Let me just say, I'll say I'm a business owner, and let's say I'm in banking. I need to know these things. Let's say you're in manufacturing. There's a 250,000 less people that got employed. I need to know these things. Okay, that's why I think this is important. It's not saying, well, they didn't have anything to do with it. They didn't. Maybe they need to change the systems. You have hundreds of people working on this. You have a ton of the data in the back set that's compiling this data. Maybe the data sets are wrong. Maybe you should look at some other data sets. But let's get to the other side of the coin. You're going to get Rick Santelli on the other side of this coin. See where this takes us.
The White House declining to provide any evidence the data was altered for political reasons or rigged. You just heard Kevin Hassett, who didn't. Instead, pointing to the big revisions as proof of failures and need for new leadership. Joe?
Thanks. I'm perplexitying Jack Welch and what that was, because this is not new. That made the allegations in 2012. Both you, Rick Santelli is here with us too. Hey, Rick and Steve. Do you guys remember that? So that was 13 years ago. Same story, almost verbatim. So it's not that new, Rick. Maybe not from the president.
Now, listen. Yeah. Listen. Is anybody shocked that the president would react this way? Everybody out there understands the way he works.
I am. I'm
okay,
shocked.
Well, good. You're about the only guy in America because the market's not shocked.
It's shocking. Okay? It is shocking, Rick. It's absolutely shocking.
You know, you're too touchy-feely. You know what I care about? I care about markets. All this stuff.
Touchy-feely.
You know who cares about it? People that write newspapers, people that write blogs. This is who cares about it. All the people behind microphones, they care. The market is all I care about, Steve, and I'm not touchy-feely about it.
Rick.
The president went through the
Russian hoax. When you lose your ability to be shocked by outrageous statements, Rick.
If this happened in the private, he makes outrageous statements all the time. We're supposed to be covering the markets.
Then go to a place where
you're not talking about markets.
Steve, you almost hit a coronary with it when you said he wanted 50% tariffs on Canada. I mean, you remember that. If you had hair, it'd be on fire every day. It'd be on fire every
day. The market understands all this. We're up 235 points in Dow futures. Interest rates haven't hardly moved.
This is a good debate.
And it's shameful.
This is a good debate.
It's shameful that the best country in the world can't do better than 144,000 in May turning to 19, 147 in June turning to 14. We can do better. Was this the best path to doing better? I don't really care, to be honest with you, as long as the path has been cleared and we're going to start paying attention that surveys don't work anymore. We've known this. So get busy. The government needs to find alternatives. And as far as...
You know it's not doing that, Rick? Do you know that there's no process underway to try to improve the numbers, that there are not? There used to be advisory committees, so I believe they were fired by the president, who were trying to help the BLS.
It's not happening fast.
Do you know?
And they should have headlines out.
But here's the thing, Rick.
Every number.
Here's the thing. Nobody said word one from the administration about problems with the BLS until the numbers came out wrong.
Why does any of this matter?
Focus. Let me finish.
But why does it matter? Focus on what?
No, because
none of this interests me. Let's talk
because
markets.
It's a red herring, Rick. Rick, it's a red herring. The president
charged
that these were rigged for political reasons, okay? And the idea that somehow
the dossier was real and the Russians meddled in an election. Did I see a big cover on any of the major newspapers?
What's a dossier?
It has
He went there. Now about Epstein things. Just more, you hate to say, more smoke.
What's the dossier got to do with it?
Okay? Why is that issue you don't care about and this issue you do?
Rick.
Okay?
Rick.
Facts matter.
Because that's what I do, Rick. I cover the economy. I cover the data. But let me just make one point, which is that The idea.
Well, then let's cover the economy. Let's talk the economy. You think the economy is going to suffer because of anything we're talking about firing somebody at the BLS?
I'm going to kindly ask you to let Steve speak because he's trying desperately to speak, and you've spoken over him the entire time.
So just so you know, these guys on the left of your screen, they're on one party, and Rick Santelli's on the other. As you can see, so let's continue and see how this continues to go. I don't know what you guys find about this, but this is just where our political parties are, and it is absurd. And that's why I'm trying to divide or bring the divide together, just to give you the data points that you really need to know and the whys behind it. Let's keep going.
I have. You're right.
Let me just make. Thank you, Rick. People asked me the other day, are we friends? I said, yes, we're friends. But in any event, what I think is, I think you're right, Rick. The focus is on the economy. And that's what the point of my presentation was just a minute ago, which is that people are saying these numbers are not political. They're used to the idea that there are revisions and potentially big revisions at inflection points. And that's, by the way, I think interesting. If you look at the Fed probabilities, that's the way the market is trading. My concern, Rick, is you fire somebody because you don't like the numbers. How much trust will the people have in the numbers when the next person is appointed and in charge, unless there's a big change? Now, it is, there are those probabilities, by the way. We're looking at 150, at maybe 75 basis points this year. That's the change. So the market is indeed trading on the weakness, on the potential change at the Fed. Maybe there's some thinking that putting a replacement in for Cooper might hasten that along.
Okay, so now it's all my of that's turn. Important. Hindsight's always 20/20. Okay, so Goldman comes up with this report today. Why didn't they come up with it a month ago? Everybody's addressing the past that now has changed. But here's what I would tell you. Okay, is that they did? They told me that there was going to be 250,000 jobs taken away. I didn't read that article. But here's what I would say: if the market really believes those numbers are bad, the way these research papers say, that's a wonderful thing because it's already priced in. The market's higher, interest rates are steady. My contention is that they're probably not 100% accurate on that weakness, and that's going to be another positive for the market when we see that.
It's amazing because I thought Steve was talking over Rick the entire time. So it just depends on where you're, you know, where you're parking your opinions, I think, 90% of the time.
So we'll leave it at that. I hope you get my point. You even have guys on Wall Street sitting in front of TV that get paid millions of dollars to do this that don't agree on things. So I don't expect you to agree with everything I do, and I hear about it a lot of times down below. So let me get today what's going to happen in today's market, folks. So let's get over to the stock market. Like Rick Santelli said, it's up 400 points. It basically, I think it gave back or brought back everything that it lost on Friday. We go across the board. This is a Cinderella story, folks. This is when I come out and say it's a Cinderella story. When you see this, okay, when you have the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all up 1%, okay, a pretty good day through here. Oil's down to $65 a barrel. I'm giving that a thumbs up. Not a double thumbs up because we need below 65. You got the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's up 0.002, so really nothing there that we're going to see. So really the markets are, it took all this data in stride. Now let's get to see where the data is coming in the rest of this week. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing that crossed the board. We have on Thursday, we start getting in more of the jobs reports again. So maybe this can kind of streamline or at least give us some direction on where the jobs market's going right through here, because we're going to get initial jobless claims, how many people got let go, and then continued jobless claims, how many people got picked up a job or didn't pick up a job. That's what we're focusing on Thursday. And then on Friday, really not much there as well. So really the only data coming in this week is jobs, and that's on Thursday. And hopefully that'll start to dwarf the number that we got on Friday when it comes to there. If you go over to CME FedWatch Group, I'm not going to say that Rick saying that CNBC's data was accurate to the T. I don't know where they got it, but this is the aggregate of what the Federal Reserve is expected to do over the next few meetings. And there is a 85% chance chance now that they're going to cut in the September meeting, which I'm going to have to say they're cutting in the September meeting after this jobs report. So right after the jobs report or the Federal Reserve, right before the Federal Reserve meeting last week, we had this number basically going under 50%. So there was less than a 50% chance of a cut in September. Now with this jobs report, there's more than almost a 90% chance that they're going to cut in September. Now that doesn't mean, folks, that they're going to cut rates on mortgages. Okay, so what you have to understand is the Federal Reserve, they control what's called the federal funds rate. So here's what we're focusing in on right through here. This is mortgage rates. Okay, so what you're going to see right through here, this it says 100.11. That's the price of the bond. So how do you understand the markets and how they're moving? Well, you'll go to the bond market. If you don't have access to the MBS market, which is mortgage bonds, look at the 10-year treasury. Well, this is a bad day to do so. So if the 10-year treasury is down in yield, well, most likely mortgage rates are going to be down as well. So you go over to here. Well, this is up one. So that's kind of, you can't do that today because this is up one tick. So what we focus in on here on our channel is really what the mortgage bond is doing, because that's actually the thing that sets mortgage rates. So right now we have the mortgage bond at 100.10. Basically what that means is when you're tracking these numbers right through here, just go to the MBS charts. If the number is a positive, that means rates might be coming down. It depends on how big that number is positive. So once you get above 10, 12, 15, you're going to start seeing market reactions in mortgage rates right through here. But a minus or a plus 3 or a plus 4, plus 5 really isn't going to do anything to the markets. And I didn't really think much would happen today as well, because we had a huge rally on a Friday, but I was expecting a little bit of a pullback or a little bit of a comeback in the stock market, not this big. I didn't think it would go up 400 points. So right now what my expectations are, mortgage rates, my expectations for the year were Q3 and Q4 of 2025. We'd see rates ease to about 6.5 to 6.75. We're right there right now. I'm hoping these get to about 6.5% within the next few months, and that was my prediction throughout the year. Then down through here, here's where you see the rest of the interest rates for there. We will continue to check to see where if Mortgage News Daily is back up, so I can show you how those work. It's a little easier to follow mortgage rates right through there. So that's what we're seeing in the markets right now. But again, the Dow Jones is up considerably. Bond markets are up just a little bit. They're not going to do anything. Really a soft market this week when it comes to jobs data. So I'm expecting mortgage rates to basically be flat this week, coming off a nice little rally that we had last week, bringing rates down in the about 6.6 range. So that's where I'm expecting us to be this week. When the jobs data comes in on Thursday, that might be a market mover one way or another. But again, my long-term view over the next 30, 60, 90 days, I guess that's midterm, is we should be about 6.5 to 6.6. We're at 6.6 right now, and I'm expecting mortgage rates to continue to ease, but it doesn't mean that's what they're going to do. Because last September, folks, the Federal Reserve eased 50 basis points. That's 0.5%. That's probably one of the biggest cuts in decades. And mortgage rates actually spiked off of that. So make sure you tune in daily and focus in on where rates are going and the whys behind it, folks. So now let's get to who I am and what I do. Like I said, I do 2 videos a day to help you guys understand what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. But folks, we have a slogan here. It's one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Wow, what does that mean? Well, let me explain it to you. I work at a federal bank. That makes me federally licensed. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the interesting thing. Our bank is set up with 33 other lenders. These are banks, credit unions, and just mortgage companies. So if I run your numbers through my bank and I get you approved and I look at everything and I'm like, okay, your rate is 6.8. And you're like, well, I can get a better rate somewhere else. What I do is I go into our database, and I can search now 33 other lenders. So what we do before we get back to you is we search our rates and then 33 other lenders to make sure we're giving you the best rate and lowest fees in the market. So that's what we do it. So instead of you going out to 4 or 5 different companies or banks, lenders, credit unions, put in your application, waiting for the submissions, uploading all your stuff, just do it right through here. Go to therateupdate.com, folks, and this is it. You can go. What we like to do is schedule consultations with you guys. Okay, so right up through here is going to be our 800 number. Or if you want to talk to me directly, just click this button right through here. It's going to send a message directly to me. It's coming to me directly. I'll do a personalized video right back to you to answer any questions that you have. And then hopefully we can resolve your situation there. But if you'd like to reach out to us to put in an application, if you're looking to buy or refinance, love to help you. You can go right through here. purchase, or refinance, if you're looking to buy, check out this video first. This is a video that will give you up to $7,000 in grant money, no paybacks. It's basically forgivable right at the closing. Check and see if you qualify for this program. Or if you're looking to refinance, click the refinance tab right through here. What rate do you want to refinance at? So don't put that burden on yourself. Give it on me. Just say, hey, Dan, here's my rate. Today I'm at 7.5. When rates get to 6.5, I'd love to refinance. So reach out to me when they do. That's exactly what I'll do. So hit the refinance button right through here. Give me the terms on your current mortgage, what rate you're looking to refinance at. And as soon as rates hit that, I'll be reaching out to you. We'll break down the numbers and the savings there for you. I'm happy to lock in and get the paperwork started. So thanks for watching this morning, folks. God bless. I hope you have a fantastic afternoon. And join me back here later today to see how the markets end up. But right now, the markets, equity markets looking pretty good, and the bond market is not looking bad as well. So we're going to have rates flat today, but equities are up. Thanks for watching. See you back here at the closing bell. Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.